For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Vince Colbluco with today's headlines. Governor Henry McMaster today ordered the state Medicaid agency to continue its family planning program. Last week, McMaster vetoed $16 million in family planning funds from the budget because he said some of the money could go to Planned Parenthood. But that ran afoul of federal law, which mandates Medicaid patients may get family planning services from whichever clinic they choose. The executive order today also ordered the State Department of Health and Human Services to terminate abortion clinics as Medicaid providers. McMaster's opponent in the November election for governor, Democrat James Smith, has been critical of McMaster's veto and today said that as governor, he would understand the impact of his vetoes before issuing them. Forecasters say a combination of rains and high tides has put the Lowcountry coast at risk of flooding. The National Weather Service issued a coastal flood advisory for the evening starting at 8 p.m. and going through 11. Heavy rainfall and slow-moving storms have already produced localized flooding across coastal Charleston, Berkeley, and Colleton counties, but forecasters say high tide tonight could bring up to 1.5 inches of salt water to low-lying areas. A private for-profit college in the Lowcountry is closing its doors. The Charleston Post and Courier reports the Art Institute of Charleston notified students that they need to finish their studies or transfer out by the end of the year. Dream Center Education Holdings, the company that owns the chain of art institutes, says declining enrollments plus growing demand for online programs made the campus unsustainable. A North Carolina doctor has been arrested and charged with drug trafficking. The Rock Hill Herald reports Byron Leake of Huntersville is charged with 15 counts of trafficking with opioids after writing phony prescriptions for oxycodone at three pharmacies in Rock Hill. It's the second time he's been busted for drugs. Leake was out on bond after an arrest in North Carolina on 6 drug charges. He faces life in prison if convicted on all counts. A group is encouraging people who live near several Revolutionary War battlefields in the upstate to maintain a rural setting surrounding the sites. Some 1,000 landowners near the Cowpens National Battlefield, the Kings Mountain National Military Park, and the Musgrove Mill State Historic Site have gotten calls about preserving land near those sites. Andrew Waters with the Spartanburg Area Conservancy says that would boost tourism, outdoor recreation, and economic development. So far, Waters says, not many people have responded, but there's no deadline for those who are interested. And military officials say a soldier from South Carolina has been killed in combat in Afghanistan. The Department of Defense said 32-year-old Sergeant First Class Christopher Solis of Somerville died of wounds from enemy small arms fire. He was based at Hunter Army Airfield in Savannah, Georgia. The United States has about 15,000 troops stationed in Afghanistan. About 7,000 soldiers have been killed in Iraq and Afghanistan since October 2001. You're listening to South Carolina Public Radio on southcarolinapublicradio.org.